Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 371 slide, visible translated text is as follows, redirect examination. Mr. Frank had told me that he didn't think Newt Lee had told all he knew about the murder. He also said, after looking over the timesheet and seeing that it hadn't been punched correctly, that that would have given Lee an hour to have gone out to his house and back. I don't know when he made this last statement. I don't remember whether that was before or after I went out to Lee's house and found the shirt. It was after Mr. Frank told me about the skips and the punches. The shirt is just like it was the day I found it. The blood looks like it is on both sides of the shirt. Recross examination. I don't know whether I went out to Lee's house before or after Mr. Frank suggested the skips and the time slips. I don't like to admit it, but I am so crossed up and worried that I don't know where I am at. But I think to the best of my knowledge it was Monday that Frank said that the slips had been changed. Mrs. J.W. Coleman, recalled for the state. Mary carried a little silver mesh bag the day she left her home, made of German silver. This looks like the handkerchief that she carried. State's Exhibit M. J.M. Gant, sworn for the state. From June last until the 1st of January, I was shipping clerk at the National Pencil Company. I was discharged April 7th by Mr. Frank for alleged shortages in the payroll. I have known Mary Fagan when she was a little girl. Mr. Frank knew her too. One Saturday afternoon, she came in the office to have her time corrected, and after I had gotten through Mr. Frank,